Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
All right, welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports. A crazy Friday over here, back in the broom closet. And we are here for you for all your sports talk needs. Come on in and get heard. Can you bring me down a little, just a little bit there, Scott, in my ear? He's on the phone right now. Scott, can you bring me? Thank you very much. He hears me now. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to participate. To say people ask me, they say, "Rick, I thought you were the guy. Isn't that your studio?" I am the guy, unless somebody writes a check and then they take over my studio. It doesn't matter. You're here to hear a show. You're here to be entertained. That's entertainment, the stars, blah, 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 blah. And we do that on Fridays, especially in the entertainment world, with our good buddy Jan Wall, who is a very famous film critic in here in California and around the world. She's a Hollywood insider. She just got back from Hollywood, by the way. We'll talk to her about going to the new, basically, Oscars Museum, the Academy of Motion Picture Sciences and Sounds, whatever it's called. Jan will tell us all about that. We also have Marisol McKee, the first female to win the Schmodown Movie Trivia Contest. We have actor James Aaron Oh. And very excited to have Bill Maher. Yeah, that's right. Bill Maher will... we did an interview. I did an interview with him the other day. And we're going to play that at 9:40. It has not aired yet. It's just a couple days ago. He is in Marin tomorrow at the Civic Center. And then on Sunday, he's going to be at the San Jose Civic Auditorium. Third hour, motor racing legend Bo Lamastis will join us. And then at 11:40, NFL veteran wide receiver Keyshawn Johnson. We'll talk about his new book called The Forgotten First, about the first four African-Americans to join in the NFL right after World War II. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries. Come on back, y'all.
The double play!
It's baseball season, and you're ready to go all out. So you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put toward an essential piece of the celebration. An air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside Gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside Gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside Gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code CAR for a 25 cent a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code CAR. Save money on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code CAR. That's C-A-R. Visit GetUpside.com for terms.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
All right, thank you for that. Rick Tittle coming to you from the ashtray. Jan Wall is with us. Jan, we're going to hear all about the Oscar Museum, huh?
Amazing, really. Unbelievable, mind-blowing, amazing.
So you liked it?
You got that? Yeah.
All right.
You really understand me. Thank you, Rick.
Coming up at 9:40, we'll have Bill Maher. Excited to have that, but we're also excited.
Also him. Love him.
We'll bring in our first guest now, Marisol McKee. She is the first ever female singles division movie trivia Schmodown champion, and we've been talking about Schmodown for many years on this show. Marisol, congratulations and welcome to the show.
Congratulations.
And you go by Lady Justice. How did you get that nickname?
I thank you for having me, first off, and thank you for the congrats. That moniker was born out of an inspiration. I wanted to do something that kind of relates to people. I have people in my family involved in you know, legal matters, for lack of a better term. And I wanted somebody really symbolic. And what's more symbolic than a lady with a blindfold carrying a sword? Sounds pretty epic.
It's epic, yeah. So when did this thing start with you? I mean, you just love, classic and current Hollywood movies, or what?
Oh, all of it. And that's what drew me to the first thing. The thing that drew me to this before anything is because I love movies my whole life. I think a lot of us can relate to that. A lot of us grew up watching, you know, whatever it was, Jaws or Back to the Future or James Bond movies, whatever it was. That's the kind of thing that started for me. I just love movies. I heard through word of mouth about the Schmodown, and I started going to these live events. That's how I first got involved with it. They had a live event a couple years ago in Orlando, and it was just an electric event. And that energy in the crowd was so unbelievable that I got involved with the people who make the show from there. I loved watching it, but I just wanted to be a part of it.
You know, it's interesting as far as sports fans can relate. You were actually drafted, but then traded away for two first-round picks. This sounds like a horrible trade now that you're a champion.
It's still that conversation. That's been a hot topic conversation this season, trust me, and it's still going on because the season's not over yet. You know, you can't fully make that call until the end of the season, but a lot of goodwill. A lot of people just want some fantasy points, I'll tell you that, with me winning this singles belt. So.
Well, I'm a classic movie total geek fan, you know, classic Hollywood. Do they ever ask those questions, or is it mostly new stuff?
Oh, no, it's a little bit of everything. I can mm-hmm. relate to what you're saying. I have, in the past, I have leaned towards, especially using my knowledge of Hitchcock films and Jimmy Stewart films.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something for everybody, and that has absolutely come into play in the game. They've got everything, whether you are devoted to, you know, MCU films, if you are a lover of classic films, like I was saying, with Jimmy Stewart, with Hitchcock, and most recently they even incorporated into the game, they've incorporated Akira Kurosawa films even into the game.
Oh, wow.
They've got a little bit of everything. Yeah, so all reaching, they expand. The beauty of this game is that it expands every year. It kind of got an origins about, it was surrounded by people who really had a kind of a thing for like action and Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. But every year it's just expanded. And like I said, it's including these categories and players with backgrounds and interests in these categories, classic film categories, all the way through sci-fi, action adventures, through romantic comedies, through horror. Mm-hmm. Such an emphasis in horror, especially since we got linked up with Skybound this year. It's just been wonderful expanding into the genres and things that we cover through the game.
Now, Marisol, this is a question I ask all the Schmodown contestants. What is the best answer you had you just pulled out of your behind at the last minute? And then what's what's the one you choked on that still haunts you that you got it, you couldn't think of it?
Oh, the greatest moment that I've ever had and the worst in one question. Okay. I don't know. I've got some highs and lows. I've got a serious high in my most recent championship match, which you can now find if you go into find the Trivia Schmodown on YouTube. There's a pretty exciting pull in that match. This is one of my favorite from recent memory. Recency bias here, sue me. But one of my favorite pulls was actually a steal in that most recent match, where I stole a question about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the 1990 movie. About their first line. That was one of my recent favorite polls that I was particularly proud of. One of the worst may be, one of the ones that I couldn't grab was, unfortunately, was something loss that happened last year that lost me a match, where I had to pull a question from a movie, a remake of Judge Dredd, and their movie Dredd, starring Carl Urban, and it was my last question in the match. I had to hit 5 points to win the game, and they asked me a specific question about the name of the drug featured in that movie that is plaguing peach trees, the housing, the high-rise in Dredd, and I could not pull it. It was slow-mo. I've seen that movie, and I really like that movie. And that's the most frustrating thing, and that happens in the game all the time, where you miss a question to a movie that you've seen and you've liked, but
and
you still can't pull a detail from it. That was super, super frustrating, and I think that anybody who competes in this game can really relate to that. And I knew that there were people watching at home who were just like, oh, my God, how does she not know that? Because I've been a fan of this game for years, and I would watch matches from home, and one of the best parts about it that got me excited into it was reacting to everything. Be like, I can't believe the tension of knowing whether somebody will or will not get something and hearing a question about a movie that you really love and seeing if the competitor gets it. That's always been such an exciting part of the game. And
but,
I
you know,
pull that on that
yeah.
question.
Well, the tension, I mean, you're going so fast and you got to get,
yeah.
I mean, it's like Jeopardy, you know. Part of the deal with Jeopardy is how well, like this dude that they have right now that won't stop winning, he knows how to play the game because he moves fast, really fast, and everybody else is left behind. So I think that's part of the talent too. You know,
that does separate separate some people in the pack, certainly, especially when you get to championship level games, which was why I was so excited when I finally got this chance to do the Scum and Villainy Cantina Championship match, because it was my first live event, and I got a chance to really, now in a championship match, you get a chance to kind of prove some of those skills and some of those instincts that do set you apart from the pack. Like, we had the speed round where you have to buzz in, very similar to Jeopardy, where you have to buzz in. You hear a question from a film, you get rapid fire questions, and you have to buzz in before your opponent with the buzzers to see. It's not just the knowledge, but it's also trying to beat them, seeing who has the hot hands and trying to beat them. The buzzer first to answer the question. And that was so exhilarating. That's part of the championship matches across the divisions, whether it's in singles or teams or intergeekdom or Star Wars. And that really makes it really thrilling on top of just trying to answer trivia questions.
Well, geez, 2 years ago she was watching like the rest of us. Now she's one of the biggest stars in the league. She's a champion. She's put Kevin Smith to the sword. It is Marisol McKee. Make sure to see the Schmodown on YouTube. Marisol, congratulations. Thanks for dropping by.
Congratulations, Marisol. You go.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Okay, no doubt. And Rick Tittle with Jan Wall. We'll take a quick break, and we'll bring in an actor on the other side. Come on back.
A COVID-19 update pertaining to cruise travel. Everyone wants to get away and go on a vacation. But let's face it, there's a COVID fear factor out there. But here's some good news. Taking a cruise is probably the safest place you can be right now. All cruise lines have initiated very thorough testing requirements for all passengers and employees. They've also enhanced their air filtration systems, continual cleaning of the cruise ships, and have much stricter occupancy limitations. What that means for you is you can have peace of mind knowing you can have a wonderful vacation on a cruise ship without putting yourself in a severe risk of getting sick. Make your cruise vacation plans now. Call and let one of Viva Voyage's cruise experts help you find the safest cruise package at the lowest rates of the year.
800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. That's 800-585-4760.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, that's 800-306-1760.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down, 800-593-7491, that's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
Why can't you say you talk to me? You're already thinking about someone so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Oh, well, I got that going for me at least. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network with Jan Wall.
And hey, Rick.
Hey, let's bring in our second guest. It is actor James Aaron Oh, and he is in Lauren Yee's The Great Leap at the San Jose Stage Company. Listen, James, I know it was a long year for all of us, but especially stage actors. What's it like to get back in a real play, and not just in a play, but a dream role to play Manfred in The Great Leap?
Yeah, it's kind of surreal. It was very much, I was just sitting at home, and then my girlfriend noticed the posting, and I decided to submit, and hey, I got it. And yeah, it was the first week or week and a half was just a, how should I say this? An adjustment period, just getting back in there and doing the work, having been over a year away.
Was it hard to get back into character and into reason why and motivation and all those things that you actors do?
Oh, yeah, just all the intricacies of just trying to find the character, all of that was just a lot of just trying to find it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Well, a cool girlfriend got you there. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. Let's talk about the play. It's an American basketball team. They go to Beijing for an exhibition game in 1989. Mm-hmm. And we know in 1989, we think about the Tiananmen Square and everything that went down at that time. Take us through the plot a little bit more, please.
Yeah, the plot, it centers around Manfred, the character I play. He's 17 years old, and essentially, after his mother dies, he decides that what he needs to do is join the USF basketball team so that he can go to China and, you know, possibly find a particular person that may or may not be related to him.
Huh. Is it got politics in it and things like that? I mean, does it get involved in what's going on in that world?
I think what Lauren Yee does is she takes the real-world event and uses it to tie the play into something greater than itself. And it does come down to a very almost an Eastern versus Western philosophy debate, with some politics being not necessarily present, but it's within the atmosphere. There's a certain tension, mm-hmm. especially when they do get to China, that feeling of being observed.
I understand there's some rapid-fire dialogue. Is this sort of like a Aaron Sorkin type of thing? You gotta stay on your feet?
Oh, yes. No, the way that she writes, especially for this play, is very quick. The characters tend to only have one sentence before the other person comes in. So it's just back and forth, and very, all of them are very witty and know how to catch the other ones off guard. They're very observant people.
Wow. That is so hard for an actor. There's a classic movie called His Girl Friday, and it's with mm-hmm. Katharine Hepburn and Cary Grant, and there's this thing about stepping on each other's lines all the time, and Roz Russell said that was the hardest thing she'd ever done because you had to speak in such rapid fire and make it look natural and make it look, you know, just the way all of us speak with each other, and that's hard for an actor.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's interesting because characters think faster than we do as humans. So you just kind of have to really pick up so that way it does come off as a natural but very rapid-fire response.
Couple mm-hmm. more questions for James Aaron Oh, San Jose Stage Company's The Great Leap. What were some of the challenges for the production people? I mean, are you making an actual, like, half court? Are you dribbling around? What are we looking at?
So in terms of the production, yeah, there is a half-scale, half-court that we built for the stage, which was really cool. And basically they kind of created, like, an infinity wall in which it has a slight curve and then the other half of the court just kind of curves upwards towards the ceiling. As for dribbling and basketball practice, I myself, let's just say when I was K through 12, it was very last of the pick.
Wow.
I had to learn, the moment I saw the casting, I started prepping by dribbling balls, shooting baskets, so that way when we get to this point that we are at now, I look competent enough to, you know, be a basketball player.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Rick.
So you can pull off being a Division I hoop player now. No one's like, that guy can't play.
Well, with the magic of theatrical arts, there will be some moments in which you would be like, you can't do that on the court, but in a play, you know what? It works.
The magic of show business.
Yeah.
Do you have an actor? A lot of actors have somebody that they admire or not want to be, but, you know, really give you a sense of your trajectory of your own. Do you have an actor, a couple of them, who kind of set you on your journey?
Yeah, I have two that come immediately to mind. One is Steven Yeun, mid-30s actor. I would say, like, looking at his frame of work and where he began and where he's going, he just takes projects. There is no Hollywood stardom that I see coming from him. It is like, hey, I want to act in good roles. And he is Asian-American, playing lead men roles in these indie films or even strong supporting cast in higher-budget films. So he is amazing. And the other person is a voice actor named Matthew Mercer, who... most famously known for a Critical Role, which is a Dungeons and Dragons live play. And just the amount of voices and generosity he gives is something to aspire to.
Mm. Great.
Well, all right. Well, everybody, I want to make sure that you are able to get out there. What are some of the dates? What's the pertinent information here? Because I know that the website is thestage.org.
Yes. Thestage.org, if you go there, you can see not only the Great Leap, but the whole season for the San Jose Stage Company. But for our show, pertinent dates, our previews begin next week, Tuesday. I don't know dates. Let's see. Tuesday, the 28th through October 1st, and our first show is on October 2nd. And basically, we're running from Wednesday to Sunday, from October 5th to October 17th with a mix of evening shows and matinee.
And for people who've never been there, it's a nice stage. I've seen it. It's the San Jose Stage Company that's down there on First Street in San Jose. And as I said, the stage.org tickets range from $32. That would be me, and $72. That would be Jan. that's where we're sitting. Hey, James, thanks for coming on the show, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, James. Congratulations.
So much for having me.
And, Jan, we just have a couple minutes here in this segment. Do you, the thing that you and I both love the theater and movies, if I gave you 2 hours, would you rather see your favorite movie or your favorite play?
Probably play, but it has to be a musical. I love musicals with great choreography. I love the live aspect of it. I love being there. So something like Hairspray or something, you know, some great classic musical. I would really, you know, Victor Victoria. I just can't think of anything. The Producers, I can't think of anything I love more than sitting and watching a great play musical.
Yeah, The Producers sounds pretty cool. So, you know, what every good, you know, a sports, you know, pundit, broadcaster, usually you look back and they tried to be an athlete first. I was, you know, a college football player and college lacrosse player. I wasn't good enough to go pro, so I got into this. For you, I know you worked behind the scenes, but did you ever sing, dance, and act? Did you try to be an actress?
No. I never wanted to be an actress because even though I could have when I was young, and I was around it all the time. I didn't like the way actresses were treated. I didn't like the way they had short lives. You know, once they got a certain age, they were done. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the pressure on them. But I loved being part of the Directors Guild and behind the scenes and the AD stage manager and all the stuff that I did, producer. I much preferred that to being an actress. It's a terrible, hard life. Virginia Mayo told me you have to have the hide of an elephant, and I just didn't want that. You know, I was just looking at Victor Victoria recently, and Alex Karras, you know, he was in Blazing Saddles, and he was in Victor Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
What was he as a sports guy?
He was a defensive lineman. He was played for the Detroit Lions. He was very, mm-hmm. very much a tough guy.
Uh-huh.
And you might remember him in, what was the movie with James Woods when Rachel Ward, is that Against All Odds, I think it was called?
Yeah, Against All Odds. Ooh, that
yeah,
was
Alex Karras, Alex Karras got shot in that movie.
Well, I thought he was great as Mongo, and then I also loved him.
Candy Graham from Mongo.
Yeah, that's right. And then James Garner, you know, he had the god James Garner.
Oh, yeah.
And he was, you know, lovable. Very lovable.
No doubt. Now, we'll come back. We'll do a little brief intro. Very special guest, mm-hmm. Bill Maher. Come on back.
Yeah.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Who are you talking to? 82%
of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812. Well.
All right, welcome back to Sports Byline. Rick Tittle with Jan Wall. And Jan, you are a big fan of Bill Maher, and you're going to see him tomorrow in Marin, aren't you?
And I'm going to see him in San Jose on Saturday night. I'm just such a fan. I follow him.
Well,
everywhere.
Saturday night in Marin, Sunday in San Jose.
I'm sorry, Saturday night in Marin, everybody. Sunday night in San Jose. And go there. Every time he's different, fresh, funny, brilliant, smart. I mean, this guy, I've been following him since I first discovered him many, many years ago on Politically Incorrect. He is so on top of everything going on. He has a very interesting take, stimulating on all of it. But mostly, he's really funny. He's funny in that smart way, and he just cracks me up. He's articulate. He's just one of my favorite people on the planet.
A couple days ago, I sat down with Bill Maher. Let's listen to that interview. Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to have comedian Bill Maher with us. He's going to be in the Bay Area this weekend. He's got a show on Saturday at the Marin Civic Center and then on Sunday at the San Jose Civic Auditorium. And you can go to BillMaher.com for tickets. Bill, welcome to the show. And I'm in my 50s. I remember your original stand-up, which I was a big fan of. How has it changed for you now in these big venues? And what are people expecting, I guess, when they see you now, Bill?
Well, I think everything has changed since the pandemic. First of all, they're expecting safety. You know, that's been a big problem in the blue states, especially, where they're more concerned about it than the red states. Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, first of all, let people know that I think it's a pretty safe environment that we're providing for them, especially if you've been vaccinated. I don't think anybody has anything to worry about. But other than that, you know, the last time I was on stage before June of this year when I went back on the road was Trump was in office. So it's a whole new world. I think what they're expecting and what I'm giving them is a whole new act, because that's what is demanded. Things have changed a lot. We have a different president. We have a different outlook. We have different things to worry about and different things to laugh about.
You know, basically 30 years now, you've been doing what you've been doing, from Politically Incorrect to Real Time with Bill Maher. But still in my mind, I think of your paisley vest joke, or when your dad said you dropped your pants for your dad. I still think of you as that guy.
Wow. That's you do go back with me. I remember that paisley vest joke. That was one of the first ones I ever wrote. Yeah. How does it feel? Okay.
It's a
you
class.
You probably remember it better than I do, but yeah, that was my original act. And of course, you know, you have fond memories, but you can't be doing the jokes you did 30 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, you get what people expect from me is something extremely up to date. And that's what makes it a joy for me anyway. I mean, who wants to do that? I want to talk about what's going on now. And, you know, there's just so much. And of course, one of the differences is that, you know, even 10 years ago, I had very little to make fun of on the left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was not attacked by anybody on the left. Then we got into the woke era. And I'm a traditional liberal. And we are very often at variance. So, look, I think the right is by far the more dangerous party right now. They're playing with the kind of fire that we have never seen anyone play with before, denying elections, denying the reliability of who gets into office and whatnot, and QAnon and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I did a show in Nashville about 3 weeks ago, and the audience was almost 50-50. I don't think that happens anywhere in America anymore, where someone can talk to a crowd that is politically divided and do political material, and everyone was, some people would groan at this, some people would groan at that, but at the end of the day, everybody was laughing, enjoying being together. That's what we have to get back to. I really feel like this country is coming apart at the seams, and we have to start being together, talking together, not looking at each other as an other. And I think that begins with not talking about politics all the time, except at my show.
Yes. You know what's interesting is that I think about the days when, like, Reagan and Tip O'Neill would get a drink. Like, that would never happen now, would it?
Exactly. Exactly. That's a great point. Reagan and Tip O'Neill would get a drink. Two Irishmen would sit down. They knew they didn't agree on everything, and that's okay. It is a big country. You are never going to find everyone to agree with you. We never used to be in this mindset that if someone doesn't agree with me, I have to own them and destroy them and pulverize them. You're not going to do it. First of all, trying to talk someone into your politics is a fool's errand. It's like trying to talk Tom Cruise out of Scientology. You're never going to do it. I've never done it. When Religious came out, my movie about religion, thousands of people have come up to me over the years since then and said, you know, I used to be religious. I saw your movie. You're right. That's a bunch of crap. I've never heard anyone come up to me and say, you know, I used to be a conservative, and now I'm listening to you. I'm a liberal now, boy. You really turned me around. I have many conservatives come up to me and say, I watch your show. I don't agree on a lot of what you say, but you're fair. You know, you're not afraid to attack your own tribe when you think they're wrong, and you have conservatives on who represent that point of view. But they don't say they've converted. So you're not going to convert somebody. Get off of Facebook. Stop arguing with some kid you went to third grade with about Brett Kavanaugh, because that's not going to help anything.
A couple more questions for Bill Maher. Speaking of third grade, I mean, we're at the point now where we have to worry about calling somebody fat in the third grade, and that's going to come back to haunt us. And I think what's interesting, Ari Shaffir, fellow comedian, said that woke is the only religion where there's no forgiveness. I mean, your career must end. Do you think there's going to be a bounce back? I mean, have we got to the point now where people say, okay, enough is enough?
Well, that is the $24 zillion question. Is there going to be a backlash? We thought that was going to happen when the millennials morphed into the Gen Z generation, but the Gen Z generation was even worse. Now, I'm not going to make fun of them because I might need their blood someday, but in general, what happened, I mean, Jonathan Haidt wrote the book about this, and it's a great book. He talks about what happened in 2015 when we see the change over to Gen Z, and it got worse. Before that, the millennials were not the generation of microaggressions or of safe spaces. Every generation seems to get more fragile and more coddled. I mean, we had helicopter parents. Now we have bulldozer parents who clear everything out of the way of their little darlings. Hmm. And, I mean, this is the provenance to me of the problem, is the way people are raised, what their expectations are, and then where they go to school. I mean, the indoctrinations that are going on in elite universities all across the country. And I don't know what they're learning, except to be very afraid of pretty much everything. And when people say to me, you know, sometimes their reaction to something I do on the show is, oh, well, you're old. Yeah, maybe, but that's why I'm not stupid like you, okay? You know, I mean, a third of the people under 30 think we should not just defund the police, abolish the police. Mm. Abolish? Well, these must be fans of the Purge movie series, because that's not a great outcome. Abolish the police. Another third of people under 30 think it might be a good idea to try communism again. Mm. Yeah, that's why it's good being old, because I remember when half the world was communism. It didn't work. It's probably a dumb idea to do it again. So am I old? Maybe. But I don't think old. I don't act old. They act older than I do. They think older than I do. I'm not the one who needs a Klonopin and a trigger warning to get through an episode of Friends.
Well, that's the thing, too, I think is interesting, is that the college crowds, you know, 20 years ago used to be the fun crowds, but now a lot of comedians just won't do those crowds because they get a list of taboo topics, and you can't go to Williamsburg because everyone's going to groan. They feel like they have to in some sort of narcissistic response.
No, that's very true. I mean, I remember a few years ago, Jerry Seinfeld, whose act is pretty clean, you know, I mean, and Chris Rock and Larry the Cable Guy all said together they were not going to do colleges, you know. A black guy, a Jew, and a redneck walk into a bar, and they say, we're not going to tell jokes to college kids. I think colleges, but of course, you know, colleges have their own type of comics now who go up there and I guess, do material that I'm sure I wouldn't find terribly funny because it doesn't rattle anyone's cage. And to me, the whole point of doing comedy was to get at the truth. The whole point, I mean, I named my show, my first show, Politically Incorrect for a reason, because mm-hmm. political correctness means playing it safe. It's what politicians do. It's what saying what you want the world to be as opposed to what it is. Comics are the opposite. You know, whenever somebody says to me, you're an actor, right? I'm like, no, that's the opposite of what I am. I'm not pretending to be somebody. I'm the person who is out there telling you what I think really is and not pulling a punch on that. But that doesn't work in today's campuses.
No doubt. Last question for you, Bill. You basically called January 6th. So is there any other sort of prescient, harbinger message that you have for us politically?
Well, that it's going to happen again. You know, I mean, it was in the news this week that Trump's lawyer, Eastman, was basically the one who was plotting this coup. I called it a slow-moving coup even before he was elected. That, you know, they're concentrating on the clowns who broke into the Capitol, which was plainly breaking and entering. They broke stuff, and then they entered. Okay, that's against the law, and they should get their comeuppance for that. But this was plotted at the highest levels. I mean, he had a 6-point plan. Number one was get Mike Pence to lie, talk about these states where they say the vote was not counted fairly, which of course it was, even by Republicans. So, you know, this slow-moving coup has just been delayed. It's not over. Trump's going to run again. He could very well win again. Legitimately, as he won legitimately in 2016. I mean, he didn't win the popular vote. Who cares? That's not the way we play the game here. That's the rules. He understood that. He played a much better game than Hillary, and that could happen again. But if it doesn't, do we really expect him to concede? He hasn't conceded the last election yet. I'm surprised he's not out there right now doing the kind of rallies he was doing a couple of years ago, where he was yelling at me every week about this crazy sicko comedian who says I'm not leaving. Well, yeah, you kind of didn't.
It's Bill Maher. A lot more of that in person here in the Bay Area, Marin Civic Center on Saturday, San Jose Civic Auditorium on Sunday. BillMaher.com for tickets. Bill, great to have you on the show, man. Really appreciate it.
Really appreciate you. Thanks, Rick.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and come on back on Sports Bio.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Oh, come now. Don't be ashamed. We all have our idiosyncrasies.
I wish you would try and slap Rick Tittle's mama's face. He would clown you.
Welcome back to the show. That Bill Maher, he basically did a show for me, Jan.
He really did, but you asked really good questions, Rick. I would have been there, but I was on a plane. Still, he was just wonderful, and I felt good about, you know, I felt sad I couldn't be part of it, but at the same time, I'm seeing him twice this weekend in person, and I trust you. I trust you to ask great questions, which you did, and he loved you. He went right on, he even did Trump for you.
All right, thank you for that. All right, now you were on a plane for a good reason.
Yeah, L.A., baby. I went down to L.A., and I went to the private press opening. Well, CNN was there, and every network and every star you can think of, but it was for the new Academy Museum, the people who give out the Oscars, the Motion Picture Academy Museum of Film. And it's huge. It's just so big. The incredible Italian architect called it the Death Star because they have this huge glass thing on the back of it. It's where the old May Company was, but they kept the gorgeous Art Deco facade. And it's just amazing in there from seeing, the original Steven Spielberg donated the only sled from Citizen Kane, Rosebud, that's still around. If you remember the end of that movie, they burned Rosebud. There were three of them made, and he had one of them. So he donated that, and there's the ruby slippers, and there's, R2-D2, there's everything from Star Wars you could think of, from Wakanda, from just everything. I mean, it's just remarkable, the history of sound, the history of visual effects. Everything you think of is right there.
Were you starstruck at all? Who did you see that you were like?
No, I wasn't starstruck, but I had fun. I got to talk to Tom Hanks. And, I always enjoy talking to our own local boy here from the East Bay. And he was great. He's so funny, you know. I mean, he talked to the crowd, too. And it was just a lot of journalists and a lot of cameras. And, you know, because this was just for the press.
Right.
And so he was just great. He said, you know, you guys should laugh at my jokes. You know, you're such jaded journalists. I don't have to be here. You know, I mean, he had this great attitude. But, it was great. He was so excited to be at the thing. Everybody was. Anna Kendrick, she was extremely glad to be there, even though she wore the highest heels I've ever seen anyone walk in. I'm telling you, it's just a place that people should go to L.A. just to see this place. You know, you go for 2 days. You just see this place. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, I remember they were building it when I was at the Tar Pits in La Brea and the Los Angeles Museum. It's right there. Jan, always great to have you on. Thanks again.
Okay,
and to have fun with Bill Maher. We'll get a report next week.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. I'm Rick Tittle. We got another 2 hours. Keyshawn Johnson and others. Come on by.